fellow Zimbabwe, welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we look at issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Jonga Kandemiri. Today on the Diaspora Forum, we are discussing ongoing raids by the South African government on illegal immigrants in that country. This comes at a time several South African members of parliament are calling on authorities to clamp down on illegal immigrants. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the USA. Voters in the United States are facing a new presidential campaign with incumbent Joe Biden dropping out and Vice President Kamala Harris likely to be the Democratic Party's nominee to face Donald Trump in November. VOA correspondent Scott Stearns looks at how some voters are reacting to the change.
In Joe Biden's hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, voter Eric Boylan says Democrats had little choice but to push Biden out.
I think he was a very good leader, but I do kind of also agree that his time has come and it's time to step aside and let somebody, you know, somebody rise up within those ranks.
Voter Christine Stoll says if Biden is unfit to be a candidate, he should step down as president.
He should have dropped out a long time ago. He should leave the White House. He is not mentally stable enough to run this country.
Making Vice President Kamala Harris the nominee improves the party's chances against Republican candidate Donald Trump, says voter Daniel Brennan.
Harris polls well against Trump, so I think she has a real shot at winning. And I think he's doing the right thing right now, despite some people being so nervous and saying it's disastrous.
On a visit to Washington, Pennsylvania voter Bill Mills says Harris shares responsibility for Biden's economic failures.
We're noticing an increase in the price of groceries and fuel and the price of living, and our lives are worse now. And Vice President Harris is riding on those coattails, so it's going to be very hard to shake that opinion when we have all witnessed an economic downturn in all of our lives.
In Michigan, voter Jason Potts says the switch gives the Democratic Party a chance to connect with younger voters.
I always thought we're just biding time until someone a little more tenacious comes along. And we'll see if that's Kamala. She's got more fire, definitely.
As Vice President Harris worked on controlling illegal immigration, Florida voter Christopher Rangel says her failure at the border makes her unqualified to be president.
Kamala's garbage. She's worse than Joe. Are they on the same page? They're about the same. But I don't think anybody's going to vote for Kamala. No one wants to back her. She had one job. That was handling the border.
In Washington, voter Alicia Jefferson hopes people do not see the vice president only as a woman of color, but look to her accomplishments.
And I hope they can look past anything else and look at that. But the world we live in, that some people will and some won't. And I hope it's not enough people that stand away or use that as an obstacle for her to get in office.
New Yorker Andrew Varshavsky says it will be tough for anyone to beat Trump.
Even if Biden were to stay in the race, or whoever we have right now as a Democrat, that it's right now it's Trump's race to lose. So as I'm a Democrat, I think it's going to be hard for us to win this race, no matter what happens now.
Harris appears to have enough commitments from party delegates to be the nominee, but it will take next month's Democratic National Convention in Chicago to make her the party's official candidate to challenge Trump. Scott Stearns, VOA News.
In Zimbabwe, barely a week after the government issued a chilling warning to citizens against any activity deemed to tarnish the country's image ahead of the 44th SADC summit, law enforcement agents violently disrupted the Zimbabwe National Students Union, ZINASU, General Council meeting today. The incident, which occurred at the ZESA Training Center in Belvedere, Harare, saw over 60 students beaten and arrested. One of the students, Vital Marunjese, who is ZINASU's Harare Provincial Chairperson, was seriously injured. Let's hear what happened.
Tanga tichita general council meeting yedu tichitevedzera zvire mubumbiro remutemo redu reZimbabwe National Students Union. Yanga yechwa general council meeting yekutanga kubva zvakagadzwa National Executive iripo. Saka tatanga around 8:30. Tiri pakati pekutoita zvinhu zvedu muzvakanaka zvisina kupokana kana kudii. Tazongo receive information yekuti patiri pasvika mapurisa. Saka tabuda panze tichida kuona kuti chindo patatona mapurisa achiburuka murori. Vakabata mboma vachitomhanyisa vanhu vachitorova vanhu nekutosunga vanhu vachivaisa murori. Saka vazhinji tazokwanisa kutiza. Saka mukutiza mataita tawanikwa tichakuvara. Asi tazobatsirwa zvedu neZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Tikazonorapiswa kuma human rights doctors. Asi takuvara zvakanyanyisa. Tine vanhu vakatoti one day ndinewo umwe wachoni. Saka ndatozoiswa mastitch pandakuvara pachoni.
That was Vital Maronje Sewu, who is Dinaso Harare Provincial Chairperson, speaking from Harare earlier today. Let's also hear from Dinaso Harare Provincial Spokesperson Tatenda Kudzai, who was one of the delegates at the disrupted General Council meeting.
Hazvaitikanzwe kuti tanga takaungana sema atinotiwo ma general council ezinaso kuti tigare tiite general council meeting yedu so that tinoita ma resolutions nemuono wedu watiri kufamba nawo for this half other half yegore takatarisira kuvhura zvikoro and then mapurisa vebato iro reriot kubva vauya vakatanga kuharasa vanhu vakarwa vanhu vakasunga 45 mastudents including mutungamiriri wedu vaemanuel stima vanoiva vachiri musungwa kutaura kuno pamusoro pezvo tine mastudents aya ari 44 vese vamanikidzwa kuti vabhadhare mafaini pamhosva yavanga ivo vasina kupara
zvinoratidza chii takatarisa nyaya yesadhaki iriko iri kutanga vhiki rinouya
zvinoratidza kuti hurumende inova iyo iri kuupdata system yayo yekudzvinyirira vadzidzi yekudzvinyirira vagari vemuZimbabwe vakatarisa system irimo because inoziva hurumende kuti haisi hurumende yakasarudzwa nevanhu vazhinji haisi hurumende inodiwa nevanhu saka inenge ichitraya kunyararidza mavoices anenge achitaura zvinenge zvichiitika.
That was Dinaso Harare Provincial Spokesperson Tatenda Kudzai speaking from Harare earlier today. We were unable to get a comment from Police National Spokesperson Commissioner Paul Nyati. But in a statement issued by the Zimbabwe Republic Police, police confirmed the arrest of 44 members of Zinasu, saying that the Zinasu meeting was marred with violence, which prompted the police to intervene. Back to our topic of the day. Hardly a month after getting into office, South Africa's government of national unit is heightening its raids on illegal immigrants working in South Africa. Recently, undocumented security guards in Bedfordview, Johannesburg, were arrested during a raid by police, labor, and home affairs officers. Videos of construction workers escaping raids on construction sites are being widely circulated on social media. In Parliament, several MPs have called on authorities to clamp down on illegal immigrants. The Labor Department says Zimbabweans are dominating those caught in the raids and says authorities will be raiding more companies that employ illegal immigrants. With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. To kick off our discussion, we are now joined by Mr. Kenneth Mandaza of ZANU-PF, who is in Harare, Mr. Trustin Dlovu from the opposition CCC, who is in South Africa, and Ms. Diana Zimbudzana-Chambara from the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum, who is also in South Africa. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Good day to all your listeners.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru nekuwa nanguwa ya kupinda muchirongwa chedu. Let me start with you, Mr. Ndlovu. What do you have to say about the ongoing raids on illegal immigrants by the South African government?
Thank you very much, Mr. Jonga Bandamere. It is quite disturbing. You know, raids are not a good sign of which good things which should happen to immigrants. Immigrants, at the moment, we understand the Home Affairs has a backlog of more than 300,000 applications and other 92,000 applications which need to be processed. Now, when you go and raid such kind of people like that, you may find that there are a lot of people who still have submitted their applications which are not yet processed. And the new minister had indicated that he will deal with this, he will fast check this application. One would think that the wise approach would be to give time to first process these applications before they embark on these raids, which can be viewed as harassment. Well, these harassments, they are not very much different from those which were carried out during the apartheid regime when some parts of South Africa were excluded from the main South Africa. You know, there have been homelands such as the TBV states like the Venda, Vukatswana, and Transkei. Those people were viewed as foreigners. And when they came in the greater South Africa, what used to happen in particular in Johannesburg and more industrial or more industrial capitals, it was that they were raided some during the night, some during the day in different places, and the treatment was inhuman.
Yeah.
This is similar to what is happening. This is now almost similar to what is happening. And it reflects badly to the new minister of Home Affairs, who is viewed to be from the white monopoly capital, the DA, you know. So that should also be looked at very well. But the other point I want to quickly say is that one would think that it's better if we would have what we call amnesty given to these undocumented immigrants.
Thank you.
So that they are given an opportunity. Thank you, Mr.
I'll come back to you. Thank you. Please do stay on the line. Mr. Mandaza, most Zimbabweans in South Africa, legally or illegally, blame the ZANU-PF government for the mess they say they are in now, because they say there is human rights abuse and lack of jobs in Zimbabwe that is forcing them to go out for greener pastures or for refuge. What do you have to say about this?
Thank you so much, Mr. Kandemiri. To start with, I thought that we were going to discuss the issue regarding the deportation, the arrest of the in South Africa, and which I was ready to respond to. And so before I go into your question, let me also give my opinion with regards. I think it's regrettable, but it is something that I think many of those that are in South Africa would have expected, given that the narratives that have been going on during the course of the campaigns, particularly with the patriotic, the one that is led by the current Minister of Sports, in the other parties that have joined the GOP, they were quite vociferous when it came to the issue of migrants in South Africa. So we would not have expected them to do anything different from what they were saying. However, we appeal to the South African government to make sure that whatever they intend to do with regard to illegal immigrants, it should be within the confines of the laws of South Africa. It should be within the confines of the human rights statutes and all the other things that have to do with the conventions that have to do with illegal migrants that might be in South Africa. And we also appeal to South Africa that whatever arrests are being done, they should not be targeted to a particular nationality. If they are looking at illegal migrants, then it should not see any color, it should not see any nationality, it should look at illegal migrants without particularly targeting any particular group of people. Coming to my seven brothers and sisters of Zimbabwean origin that are in South Africa, it is also regrettable that this is happening to us, but to say that what is now happening to our brothers and sisters in South Africa is as a result to what is happening in Zimbabwe, I think we will be stretching our luck too far. Yes, there are certain fundamentals, certain things that might not have worked in Zimbabwe for some time, but over the years, there are so many things that have been taking place. And if you go to Zimbabwe, and I'm right now in Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe is in Harare, and even in Bulawa and other cities, you can see the development that is taking place. You can see the huge amount of work that is currently going on. And it is an opportunity for those that might have found themselves in South Africa illegally to get back home and join the bandwagon of those that are trying to put things in order in Zimbabwe. And the Zimbabwean government has always said it welcomes all its citizens that are ready to come to Zimbabwe and assist them wherever possible to make sure that they have a soft landing with regards to their stay in Zimbabwe.
Thank you.
So that they do not go through the humiliation that at the time they have to endure in South Africa.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Let's hear from Mrs. Mbuzana Chambara. Mrs. Mbuzana Chambara, what do you have to say about what Mr. Mandaza just said, that many Zimbabweans that are finding they're going rough in South Africa are free to go back home to Zimbabwe where there is a lot of development?
Mr. Mandaza has spoken very well, but unfortunately, he spoke very well on behalf of adults, and the adults have got every right to make decisions for themselves. And the fact that these very same adults are not choosing to then go back to Zimbabwe, to relocate back to Zimbabwe, is telling on its own. So the really ZANU-PF and the government of Zimbabwe must be asking themselves, why would people risk deportation when they can always go back to Zimbabwe where there is overflowing milk and honey? If that were the case, then there's something needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Mr. Ndlovu, we heard from the new Minister of Home Affairs, Mr. Schreiber, saying that in the coming year, Home Affairs will increase the number of inspections at restaurants, spaza shops, farms, and mines by over 50% in order to take action against illegal people who are illegally employed in these businesses. What do you have to say about this? Like warning Zimbabweans not to engage in these businesses or what?
Thank you very much once again. But before I respond to that question, let me quickly make a few comments on the issues raised by Mr. Mandaza there.
Go ahead.
Mr. Mandaza, I think you have made some fictitious and kind of wishful dreams there. There is not at all. I don't know which Zimbabwe he is talking about. because the people have left the country, are still running from the country. The unemployment is still high. The situation is still dire than it was 2 years back or 5 years back. Now, when you talk of development, maybe he's talking about this half-measures development. Even when you talk about the road transport system that they claim to be doing, you find that they were just catching them. There never been any finished to complete the project in Zimbabwe. Talk of the roads, even that roads in terms of other infrastructures, there's never been any finished product. So let us not lie to our people. Let us not politic with the lives of our people. And it's very unfair for saying that Zimbabwe, there is development, everything is going well. Well, let me come quickly back to your question about the Minister of Home Affairs in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
As he engages, as he said on the program of reaching out to the undocumented people in restaurants and other places, I think equally so, he should speed up the process of visa of regularizing these people, because he is the one who came out publicly that he's going to regularize and make sure that everyone is documented. Now, how do you start harassing, arresting the same people whom you say you want to document? Because he says we don't have. There's a lot of undocumented people. That was the criticism of the minister before and even soon after becoming the Minister of Home Affairs. So we see a bit of contradiction there. I think he should balance the act. There shouldn't be an overemphasis on arresting people, undocumented people.
Thank you so much.
Because that will create xenophobia.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndlovu. Rambai muri parunhare. Vamandaza, ndozvati muda kupindura zvataurwa namai Zimbudzana Chambara pamwe chete naVandlovu. Ingotiga 30 seconds.
I will not dignify the narrative that is sponsored by Trust Ndlovu. It is very clear that his wish is that Zimbabwe remains in a situation where many people
yes,
say there is nothing that is happening.
Let me disrupt you. Rambai muri parunhare, Vamandaza, I'll come back to you. Let's take our first caller. We have our first caller. Hello?
Makadiko vakandimiri na Vamandaza na vamwe vose vari padare.
Aiwa takasimba ndianavo.
Ndiva moyo.
Mufundisi moyo.
Yebo.
Ndinotenda itai gaga nokuti nguva dzakumhanya tinzwe kuti makatakurei.
Ini zvandakatakura ndezvekuti kuzoona zvichiwa vana veZimbabwe vari kusungwa. Kwese zvakanyanya hazvize nhema nokuti mavhiki apera ndakamboenda kunyu lokuko kuhoshima mupuru kundoona vakanga variko zvichiwa mupakazara. Nekukoti yemu Hatfield zvinenge ziriko zvinopisa tsitsi futi zvine vari kuenda kumba vachidhipotwa vachiperekedzwa vachiiswa vaboda pai vachiosiyiwa ende dambudziko riripo ndirekuti vana veZimbabwe vanenge vasungwa kana vachinge vaendeswa kumba kwacho vanosvika vongosiyiwawo kumapurisa vasiyiwawo kumapurisa kungonzi avone zvokuita ndo zvimwe zvinozita kuti vamwevo vanopeisira vaakudzoka kuno vakupeisira vakusangane zvakawanda asi mashoko andira kukurudzira kuvana veZimbabwe ndinoziva zvinhu zvinorwadza zvinorema zvatinoona nokuti tinogara mune veruzhinji vatosangana navo mumachechi makasiyana-siyana nekundoona vana veZimbabwe vakawanda asi nda kukurudzira kuvana veZimbabwe nokuti panguva inei inorema yekugozha kwezvinhu South Africa kusungwa kwavo ndira kungoti vana veZimbabwe ngatirambe takashinga tisapera tariro
nokuti
vana veZimbabwe vafanana nevana vafana nemanyana asina mai anovatarira kati vanovachengeta
asiana
veZimbabwe vose vakateerera ngatirambe tichingosa kuna Mwari. Mwari ndo anoziva nokuti hakusi kuda kwedu kana kuda kwavo kufamba mukati menyika ino nondiroga achitaura.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you, Mfundisi Moyo. Yeah, time is not on our side. Regai tidzokere kuna Mr. Mandaza. Sorry, I interrupted you while you were explaining. May you go ahead, Mr. Mandaza.
Like I said, I would not dignify the wishes of trapped local, but Zimbabwe should remain, should be referred to as a failing state. There is so much that is happening. I think evidence is all over. But what I want to say is with regard to what's currently happening in South Africa, I think like what Mwamoyo was saying, it is important that our people, our Zimbabwean people, if they are arrested, they are treated with dignity or within the confines of the law. And if ever deportation is supposed to be done, it should also be done in the same. And those of us who are still in South Africa, I think we should also try to make sure that we regularize. And we appeal to the current Home Affairs Minister to make sure that he lives up to the word that he has given. That we make sure that those who have applied, their applications will be processed and they will be given an extension. So we should not therefore expect any harassment at the moment while these people are still waiting for responses from the Minister, from the Department of Home Affairs.
Thank you so much.
That is our plea to the Home Affairs Minister.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mandaza. Mr. Zimbuzana Chambara, I'm sorry Mr. Ndlovu dropped from the line. We're trying to reconnect with him, but before we do that, let me go to Ms. Chambara. Ms. Chambara, there's a video of a Zimbabwean who was boasting from prison that he's living large in a South African prison, and I understand it didn't go down well with many South African nationals. What do you have to say about that, considering what is happening to Zimbabweans now?
No, it's hypocrisy on the part of South Africans, really, because this is not the first time. The fact that this video has been done by a Zimbabwean is neither here nor there, because we have seen videos from prison, from prisoners. They post, they are not supposed to have such contraband in prisons, but they do have it. So South Africans really should not complain about this matter. It's irrelevant. Now, let me just, in conclusion, talk about the minister. I think the new Minister of Home Affairs needs to really fast track. He's actually playing to the gallery, because there was a petition written by one of the political parties that he needs to put South Africans first. Because in his first few days, didn't talk about these mass deportations, but after that letter, he started the mass deportations. He needs to go back to what he said initially, that he needs to unclog the Department of Home Affairs, because it's clogged. There are people who have applied for permits. They are now running into 6-7 years without an adjudication.
Thank
that
you
needs
so
to
much.
Be done. So you can't really deport people on the one hand, and then on the other, you are not adjudicating on those.
Thank you so much, Mr. applications Mr. are Mr. Ndlovu is, yes, Mr. Ndlovu is back on the phone. Your last word, Mr. Ndlovu, 30 seconds. What are you telling Zimbabweans who are listening now?
Okay, for all Zimbabweans, let us not lose hope, those who are immigrants in this country. Let us keep on doing the right thing. Those who are capable, can you go and do the applications? And that's very important. But I wanted also to say to Mr. Mandaza, I am a very patriotic person. I'm a very patriotic Zimbabwean, so I wouldn't wish Zimbabwe to be in its doldrums or to be a failure. But we must be realistic and tell our people the truth that in Zimbabwe, the situation is dire right now under Mnangagwa, is even worse.
Mm-hmm. But do you think that if Zimbabweans go back home and build their own country, they won't be better than what they are in South Africa?
Indeed, indeed. That's very important. That means Zimbabweans must be back home. Home, there is no democratic space. At home, people are being arrested, harassed. I was surprised that Mr. Mandaza talked about human rights.
Thank you so much.
He knows what the human rights are. People are running away from human rights violations.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That brings us to the end of our show. We would like to take this opportunity to thank our guest, Mr. Kenneth Mandaza of ZANU-PF, who is in Harare, and Mr. Tristan Globe from the Opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, who is in South Africa, and Ms. Diana Zimbuzana Chambara from the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum, who is also in South Africa. Signing off in Washington, I'm Jonga Kandemiri.